Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by David Brown, who is a founder at HI. That's all it is, H-I, HI. And how are you today, David?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing fine. I'm actually interviewing another fintech company after you. That one's actually listed, but your company... It is, as is the case with a lot of fintech at the moment, something new, something different. What do HI do?
So HI is the first company in the world that really allows people, we say, to release working capital from their human capital, which really is a brand new asset class, which for the market is really payroll finance. So allowing people to have their payroll financed externally.
And that means what in real terms, on a day-to-day basis, you are ABC PLC, and you pay your staff every month. How does this, you know, what HI does change that picture or improve that picture, I suppose?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, if your company, ABC, the rally is 60% or 70% of your working capital will be deployed in financing your payroll, your employees. And really that will present a lot of burden on a lot of organizations. To give you a bit of background on that, if you look at the pandemic that's happened all across the world, COVID-19 has really shone a spotlight on working capital, because it's really about how much working capital did you actually have to survive what's just happened. So I think people have now woken up to the fact that working capital is probably the number one priority globally in every corporation's mind to see themselves through the recovery, because not only do you have a pandemic, you've now got a recession. So any major organization will be looking at two things right now. How do I cut my costs? How do I improve my working capital? We believe that the introduction of HI, saying you can really release working capital by letting us pay your employees, be very attractive to a lot of organisations right now.
And the $64,000 question is, if you're ABC PLC, which I wish I hadn't chosen the name, and your payroll is currently £1 million a month, if they used your services, how much less of that figure would be tied up?
So let's change the name from ABC and just move the name to British Airways, because they're more relevant. They're in the news and everybody knows who they are.
Yep.
So there's no doubt that British Airways need to restructure themselves because we have a recession. The airline industry is in complete flux, and the rally is they have to survive. To survive, they've now established 10,000 people will lose their jobs, but the rally is 30,000 people will still have to be paid for British Airways. And if you look at that as a consumption, you know, 30,000 people coming on payroll, even at £3,000 a month, is a significant hit to your cash flow while you're recovering. Yeah? And so we've just recently done this exercise as part of a request from the unions. And to look at the survivability of British Airways and what it means. And I think people don't understand, but if British Airways failed and 30,000 people lost their jobs, the UK taxman would actually lose over £300 million a year of revenue because of that failure, let alone the jobs that have just been lost. But actually, to finance British Airways payroll for 4 months externally would cost British Airways around about £7 million a year in interest. So therefore, for £7 million a year, not only could you protect the 30,000 jobs, but you'd also protect the £300 million of tax revenue.
Right, so you're basically, it's the difference between life and death in that way, or at least job and no job.
Well, we get that question a lot, life and death, and COVID-19's obviously put a bit of a highlight on it. But the reality is, every major corporation in the world manages its working capital. You don't need COVID-19. You know, working capital should be a core instrument in every CFO's pocket that he's using to ensure that he can survive any unforeseen circumstances. Because if he doesn't have the cash to do it, he will go bust.
So, this, so, when, So this is basically like, rather than buying shares, the whole amount of shares on the stock market, you buy £10,000 worth of British Airways shares. You buy them on margin, and you only pay, you pay £1,000 or £2,000, and you've got access to the shares. So this is basically leveraging up the money you have in order to save having that the whole £10,000 being employed. So that's a relatively straightforward thing. How does Hive make money out of that? And maybe more importantly, with reference to the Sunday Times article this week, who are going to be your customers?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, one should argue that the UK government should be our customer at the moment, because HMRC have the most to lose from the predicted amount of insolvencies that are on the radar now. But the reality is, at the moment, our customers are very large corporates with sufficient credit capacity and appetite to fund, and who have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of employees.
So basically, your momentum is already there. You've got customers. You're making money out of them. They're saving money through using you, and it's happy days.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting situation, but we believe in, or our solution identifies and fixes an issue in two areas. One is the employer, by making him more financially resilient by releasing that working capital, but also the employee, because we also want to make them more financially stable and allow them access to their earned income anytime they want, because it's their income.
Right, and so the company, it's moving at the moment. You're in a pre-IPO stage, perhaps looking to the stock market in the autumn. How do you think that will benefit you in terms of your business?
Well, I think by becoming a public company, you become more transparent, and that gives the market more trust in you. Yeah, and at the end of the day, we are dealing with a sensitive subject. We're dealing with how you get paid. So I think in one footing, being public actually gives people more trust in the vehicle. But secondly, there's so much excitement about what we do, and we just feel we'd be better in the public markets for many reasons. When we want to raise further capital for growth, there's more avenues available to you, and yeah, you run the risk, but it's a risk that the team and I are prepared to take, which is we believe we will overperform.
Which is unusual in this situation. And just a final question, clearly the COVID or the pandemic has put a spotlight on you. If things return to normal, do you think that maybe you won't be in such a strong position, or do you think that this is the flag that gets you noticed and then you run with the ball?
And that's a great question, and one we've had before. And as I remind people, working capital existed before the pandemic and it will exist after it. The only thing COVID-19 has done is shone a floodlight on how important working capital is. But when COVID-19 is gone, working capital still remains a priority.
David Brown, founder at Hive, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.